While being able to read people, the world around him, at select times offer a prediction or two, the amazing Kreskin never referred to himself as a prophet, a psychic, anything like that. Kreskin never claimed to be able to see all of what was to be, because as we all know, there's only one who can, and that's God. This is because God isn't the one who was, is, or will be. He is the I Am, which is what he reveals to Moses in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. This truth didn't end in the Old Testament, by the way. As we read in John chapter 8, verse 58, Jesus, as the Son of God, brings this same truth with him. Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Now, there are those who get confused by this, saying, wait a minute, how can two be one? And here's how Jesus teaches about this. This is from John chapter 14, verse 10. Jesus says, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. And let's not forget the third member of the Holy Trinity, which is, of course, the Holy Spirit. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man, which is in him, even so no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Put it simply, God knows. Even more directly, God knows you. Listen to God's words from Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. Now, while God does speak to and through a select few who we call prophets, God speaks to us all through his word. Well, as Jesus teaches, not all of us. Reading here from John chapter 8, verse 47, he who is in God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God. God reveals what he knows to those who need to know at the time they are in need of knowing. All through the Old Testament, there are foretellings of the coming of a Savior, where he will come from, and even who he will come from. But it's not until God declares, all right, now, with Mary coming into the plan, does it all play out? One of the most important lessons for Mary, being made aware by the angel Gabriel, comes from how Mary reacts. In Luke chapter 1, verse 38, that Mary said, behold, maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word, and the angel departed from her. That's certainly about as big as it can get, right? I mean, only the select few ever get that tight with God. I guess again, let's go to 1 Kings chapter 17, which is in the Old Testament. By the way, we read about Elijah being provided for by God, but having those provisions run out. God instructs Elijah to go to Zarephath and seek out a widow who will take care of him. Elijah goes, finds the widow, who has nothing and is preparing for her and her son to die. All right, well, Elijah tells the woman to bring the small amount of food that she did have. When she did, God blessed the little, and the three wound up eating for days. As they say in those infomercials, but wait, there's more. Elijah wound up raising the woman's son in more ways than one. When the boy fell ill and died, Elijah prayed to God and the boy rose. This brought the woman to God in total, complete faith and praise. God knew. Come on, he knew all along, didn't he? He always knows. But it took faith and obedience by Elijah for it all to work and to play out. How will you know if one of these moments, which looks small but hold a huge impact, is in front of you? Well, you'll know because God already knows. Let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 30. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified.